Something a little different today. It is November 11th. It is Veterans Day. The song we're about to play was originally written to remember Australian soldiers who died in the Battle of Gallipoli against Turkish troops during World War I. But really, the song is more about just a moment in history. It's about how history repeats itself and the great sacrifices that are made during war and how sad it is that we all fail to learn from our mistakes. War is part of our past, our present, and unfortunately, our future. No song defines the horrors of war better than "And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda." And in my opinion, no one ever did it better and with more feeling and meaning than Liam Clancy. It is a rare and beautiful gem.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, "Son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done." So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sail off for Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, oh, he'd primed himself well. He rained us with bullets and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped bury our slain. We buried ours, and the Turks bury theirs. Then it started all over again. Those who are living just try to survive in that mad world of blood, death, and fire. And for 10 weary weeks, I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, then I wished I were dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda. Collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ, there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered. They just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. So now, every April, I sit on the porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? I ask myself the same question, and the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. Who'll come a waltzing